一起读旧约圣经。
Let's read Old Testament. 以西结
书第一章。
Ezekiel chapter one.
旧约圣经。
Old Testament.
以西结书第一章。
Ezekiel chapter one.
我们还是弟兄和姊妹，我们轮流来念。
It's alternate read by brothers and sisters.
我们弟兄念一节，姊妹念一节。
Brother first.
好，我们弟兄先来。第一章，当三十年四月初五日，以西结在加巴鲁河边被掳的人中，天就开，得见神的异象。正是约雅金王被去第五年四月五日，在加利底人之地加巴鲁河边，耶和华的话特特临到布西的儿子祭司以西结，耶和华的灵降在他身上。我观看，见狂风从北方刮来，随着有一朵包括闪烁火的大云，周围有光辉，从其中的火内发出好像光耀的精音，又从其中显出四个火舞，他的有人的形象，各有四个脸面，四个翅膀，他们的腿是直的，脚掌好像牛犊之蹄，都灿烂如光明的铜，在四面的翅膀以下有人。这四个活物的脸和翅膀乃是这样，翅膀彼此相接，行走并不转身，俱各直往前行。至于脸的形象，前面有人的脸，右边各有狮子的脸，左边各有牛的脸，后面各有鹰的脸，各展开上边的两个翅膀相接，又下面的两个翅膀遮体，他们各具直往前行，灵往哪里去他们就往哪里去，行走并不转身。至于四活物的形象，就如烧着火炭的形状，又如火把的形状，火在四活物中间上去下来，这火有光辉，从火中发出闪电，这活物往来奔走，好像电光一闪。我正观活物的时候，见活物的脸庞各有一轮，地上轮的像和颜色好像水苍玉，四轮都是一个样式，形状和做法好像轮中套轮，轮行走的时候向四方都直行，并不调转。至于轮网，高而可畏，四个轮网周围满有眼睛，活物行走，轮也在旁边行走，活物从地上升，轮也都上升，灵往哪里去活物就往哪里去，活物上升，轮也在活物旁边上升，因为活物的灵在轮中。那些行走，这些也行走，那些站住，这些也站住，那些从地上升，轮也在旁边上升，因为活物的灵在中。活物的头上穹苍的看着像可畏的鲸，铺张在活物的头以上，苍穹之下，活物翅膀直张，彼此相对，每活物有两个翅膀遮体。活物行走的时候，我听见翅膀的响声，像大水的声音，像全能者的声音，也像军队轰嚷的声音。活物站住的时候，便将翅膀垂下，在他们头以上的穹苍之上有声音， 他们站住的时候，便将翅膀垂下，在他们头以上的穹苍之上，有宝座的形象，仿佛蓝宝石，在宝座形象以上，有仿佛人的形状。我见他从他腰以上有仿佛光耀的晶晶，周围都有火的形状。又见从他腰以下有仿佛火的形状，周围也有光辉。下雨的日子，云中虹的形状怎样，周围光辉的形状也是怎样。这就是耶和华荣耀的形象。我一看见就伏伏在地，又听见一位说话的声音。好，我们圣经就先念到这里。
That's all scripture we read today.
我们一起有点祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我们何等感谢你。
Lord, how we thank you.
主，你用你的宝血买赎了我们。
You purchased us by your precious blood.
你为我们立了永远的约。
You set an eternal covenant.
你不仅把我们从罪和死亡里面完全的拯救出来。
Not only you save us from our sins and death.
你要把我们都带进荣耀的里
面。You will take us into your glory.
你要把我们都带进新耶路撒冷的里面。
You will take us into New Jerusalem.
让我们与你一同享受永远的快乐。
And then we will be joyful with you forever.
我们感谢约永远立定在天。
We thank you for your covenant and steadfast in heaven.
你所言每一句话都是是的，都是
amen
的。
All the promises within you are all amen.
天地都会废去，你的话一点一划。都不能改变。
Heaven and earth will pass away, but your word will never pass away.
我们感谢你，你向着我们的旨意必定要成就。
We thank you, your will towards us will be established.
早晨，我们愿把我们心中的感谢赞美来归给你。
This morning, we give all our thanks and praises to you.
当我们一同安静在你圣洁话语面前的时候，
when we quietly before your holy words,
我们实在承认人的智慧没有办法明白你的话语。
We admit our limitation.
我们把这一章的圣经恭敬地交托在恩主的手里。
We place this chapter in your mighty hands.
虽然从人的角度，我们实在是难以明白。
Even from our minds, we can't understand this.
但我们相信你的圣灵在这里来帮助我们。
But we believe that the Holy Spirit will come help us.
这里把那个赐人智慧启示的灵再来赐给我们。
Instead of spirit with wisdom and revelation.
来光照我们的心眼。
Enlighten to our hearts.
你在当年让你的仆以西结所看。
And then see what your servant Ezekiel saw.
让我们今天每一个你的儿女都能看见。
Let all of us to see today.
我们相信在你没有难成的事。
And then we know there is nothing is impossible to you.
所以我们求主你越过我们讲的翻译听的每一个人的软弱。
Oh Lord, please surpass all the weakness from the speaker and translator and the listeners.
让我们都在这里得听圣灵向我们说话的声音。
Let us all hear the Holy Spirit speak to us.
我们每一个人都需要你的恩典。
We all need your grace, Lord.
我们仰望你。
We look upon you.
听我们的祷告。
Hear our prayer.
靠主耶稣基督的名。
In the name of Jesus Christ, Amen.
你知道以西结书是一卷我们许多神的儿女不是很熟悉的一卷书。
And many of us are not familiar with this book.
不仅我们读的时候感觉到里面有很多内容我们不明白。
Not only we say many of it when we read.
而且有许多的表号。
And here it has many symbols.
好像有许多的事情是超过我们所能明白。
And many things is beyond our comprehension.
但是我们在主面前慢慢思想的时候，
when we meditate before the Lord,
我们发现这一卷书对于我们今天处在这个世代的每一个神的儿女来讲都是非常宝贵的书信。
And we discovered this book is very precious for us for today.
我们知道在以西结蒙圣灵的启示在这里来圣灵借着他默示这一卷书的时候，
When the Holy Spirit reviewed God through him,
这一卷书的信息首先成为先知里面的鼓舞。
And then the message from this book becomes encouraged to all the prophets.
因为先知那个时候他是处在背景。
And then the prophets were under captivity at that time.
他已经失去了自己的主。
And then they lost their land.
他那个时候才三十岁。
And he was just 30 years old.
作为一个祭司，我们知道以西结他乃是一个生下来就做祭司的一个人。
And then as a priest, you know, he was born to be a priest.
作为一个祭司，到了25岁，应该进到圣殿里面来实习怎样侍奉耶和华。
As a priest, he's supposed to go to the temple and then to practice how to serve the Lord.
那是一个祭司一生下来就一直盼望的一件事情。
That as a priest, that is something he's hope to do.
能够侍奉这位永生的真神。
And then to serve the eternal God.
这位又真又活的神。
The true God.
这位创造宇宙万有的真神。
The God who created the universe.
这只有祭司才有这样的福分。
And the only priest has such blessing.
哦，他就有这样的蒙神的拣选。
And he was chosen by God.
他成了一个有君尊的祭司。
And he becomes a priesthood.
他可以在25岁就进到圣殿来学习如侍奉耶和华。
He can enter the temple and then start to learn to serve Jehovah.
我们知道照着旧约犹太人利未人的惯例。
According to the regulation of Levites.
他们实习是五年。
They have to practice, they have to intern for 5 years.
弟兄姊妹，侍奉神不是一件简单的事。
It is not easy to serve the Lord.
当时这些祭司利未人，他们在头25年，他们把整个他们侍奉的所有的经文都已经背得可以滚瓜烂熟。
At the age of 25, they will memorize all the scriptures.
他们看见他们的长辈在那里服侍。
And they see their elders to serve.
但等到他们自己亲自来摸侍奉的时候，
when it is their turn,
他们需要学习五年的时间。
They need practice 5 years.
他们需要伏在这些前面的年长的祭司的手底下，在那里认真的学习。
They have to submit themselves to the former priest and to learn.
因为他们知道所侍奉的乃是这位活神。
Because what they serve is the living God.
这永生的神。
This eternal God.
这位创造宇宙万有，这位伟大的神。
The great mighty God who created the universe.
他们这些微小的人。
The man who's so small.
竟然有这样的恩典来摸神的侍奉。
And they even have this grace from God, can touch the service of God.
所以他们里面充满了敬畏的心。
So they have fear, they have the fear to the Lord.
他们不敢照着自己的意思在那里随便乱说，随便乱动。
They did not dare to say anything and to do something by their own will.
就是到了三十岁的时候。
Even when he was 30.
他可以开始直接的来侍奉神。
He can start serve the Lord.
可是就在这三十岁的时候。
But when he was 30,
他在被掳的巴比伦的地方。
And then he was at Babylonia.
远离圣殿。
And then he was far away from temple.
正是他可以侍奉神的时候。
That was the time he ought to the Lord.
他所有的机会都过去了。
He lost all his.
我们知道那个时候，当以西结他们被掳的时候。
When the exile at Ezekiel's time.
那是巴比伦王第二次掳掠以色列人。
That was the second time that's the king of Babylonia captured
Israel. 在九年以前，他巴比伦王已经开始掳掠犹大，犹大国。
And then they occupied the king of Judah 9 years ago.
那么我们知道那个时候但以理和许多的贵胄，他们那个时候就已经被掳到巴比伦。
We know Daniel and with other royal family, they were captured to Babylonia.
等到约雅金做王的时候，我不知道这是第二次被掳。
We know when the king of Jehoiakim, it was the second exile.
那么等到后面西底家最后他做王了这个11年以后，那是第三次被掳。
When the 11th day of King the Hedekiah, it was the third captivity.
在这第二次被掳的时候，以西结和许多的这些尊犹太人中间的这些的祭司，这些 的尊贵的人也到巴比伦。
At the second captivity, and this royal family like Ezekiel, they were all captured to Babylonia.
弟兄姊妹，你可以想想在以西结心目中他的感觉。
And you think about how Ezekiel will feel.
虽然那个时候他们还有一线的希望，觉着说也许神眷顾他们。
And maybe there is a glimpse of hope. They say maybe Lord will have mercy upon them.
也许神在后面的几年，因着以色列百姓悔改的缘故，神就不降灾在耶路撒冷。
then maybe Lord will not have woe upon Jerusalem because of the repentance.
而且你知道那个时候还有假先知出来说，你们被掳两年之后就可以回来。
You know, there was a false prophet prophesied that 2 years after the captivity, you will return.
这对于祭司以西结来讲，那都是充满了盼望。
This supposed to be the hope for Ezekiel.
我们知道他被掳第四年的时候。
At the fourth year of his captivity,
神借着先知以弥写信给被掳的这些犹大人。
And then God wrote to the Jews in the captivity through Jeremiah.
告诉他们说，你们要在那里娶妻生子，买田地住下来。
And then he told them, you will get married and have sons, and then buy land, and then stay there.
你们要在巴比伦至少要待七十年。
You will stay in Babylon for 70 years.
他那个时候差不多已经快三十岁了。
And then he was almost 30.
七十年以后。
After 70 years.
他没有希望。
There's no hope for him.
他一点希望都没有。
There's hopeless.
他没有希望再回到他心一直向往的圣殿。
There's no hope for him to return the temple that he hoped to return.
以西结是一个爱神的人。
Ezekiel loved the Lord.
但是他没有办法在他可以侍奉神的时候来侍奉这位永生的真神。
But there's no way for him to serve the Lord when he meant to.
他里面充满了失望。
And he was hopeless.
他被摆加巴鲁的河边。
And he was put in the river Kibar.
不知道在那里做苦工，还是为了生计在那里养活，养活自己的家庭。
We don't know if he was laboring to support his family or what.
很可能就在那里做苦工就是了。
Maybe he was laboring over
there. 可能这一辈子就要埋在这个加巴鲁河边。
Maybe he will be just buried by the river of Kibar.
他是一个永生神的祭司。
He's the priest of the eternal God.
这一生难道就埋在这加巴鲁的河边吗？
Isn't he just will bury the river Kibar?
我们知道，就在以西结充满了绝望的时候。
And then we know when he was despair.
神把这以西结第一章的信息赐给他。
God gave him the message from this chapter one.
这是何等荣耀的一个信息！
What a glorious message!
你知道那个时候以西结，他对于犹太或者对于犹大国还充满了。
You know, Ezekiel is full of hope for Jew or the king of Judah.
他虽然自讲他被掳，他没有机会，没有希望，大家侍奉神。
And then for himself, he has no chance to serve the Lord as a captain.
但实际上，他根本还不了解犹大国到底真实的属灵光景是怎样。
Actually, he didn't know exactly the situation of the king of Judah.
你读以西结书，你慢慢，你后来你就发现。
When you read this book, you will find out.
神把以西结在圣灵的里面带回到耶路撒冷。
And then God took him.To Jerusalem by the Spirit.
他看见在耶路撒冷真实的属灵的光景。
Let him see the true situation of the Jerusalem.
我真想说，真的幸亏神是先给他的第一章所看见的，以后才让他看见在耶路撒冷真实的光景。
And the nice thing is that it's such a fortunate that Lord let him see the situation of Jerusalem.
如果他先知道在耶路撒冷的光景，恐怕他早就绝望的死掉了。
And then if he know the true situation of the Jerusalem, he probably will be dead.
弟兄姊妹，当他被圣灵开启，看耶路撒冷真实的光景的时候，
You know, when the Holy Spirit revealed him and then take him to Jerusalem,
神的荣耀已经离开了圣殿。
God's glory has departed to the temple.
这是以色列人最无法忍受的一件事。
And then that is what the Israelites cannot bear.
他们的先知告诉他们，这是耶和华的殿。这是耶和华的殿，这是耶和华的殿。
The prophet told them, "This is the temple of the Lord, the temple of the Lord, the temple of the Lord."
但是在实际的里面，耶和华的荣耀依依不舍的已经离开了圣殿。
But in reality, God's glory is reluctantly left it.
你知道，在那个耶路撒冷，他进到那些房间的时候，墙上有许多小洞。
When he entered the rooms of the temple, there were many holes on the wall.
在人眼中，那些不过是一些瑕疵。
And then in people's eyes, those are just little flaws.
你知道现在我们也有工人帮我们 你发现有时候有瑕疵啊，
you know,
有时候有小洞，就多一点，有点少一点。
You know the reflection, you will see some flaws, little holes.
你说在人的眼中不过是一些小洞。
In people's eyes, those are just little holes.
在圣灵里面，你就他就拿手指头去挖一挖。
You know, by the Holy Spirit, he will poke it by his finger.
一挖不得了。
When he dig it, there is something.
一挖那个墙里面，发现全是拜偶像的。
When he go through and he see those are all idolatry.
他里面许多可憎的偶像，许多可憎的爬物。
There are many abominate idols.
这是犹大的首领、君王、祭司竟然坐在那里拜偶像。
The kings, the leaders, the priests of the Jews, they were there worshipped idols.
在人眼中，他们非常的敬虔。
In people's eyes, they are godliness.
他们把十分之一都献上了。
They offer tithe.
他们每个聚会都参加了。
They go to all the gatherings.
就比如说主日聚会、周五查经、祷告聚会都参加。
And then they go to the Sunday gathering, Friday Bible study, prayer meeting.
但是他们生活中有一点小洞。
But there is a little other life.
所以你就去拿手挖一挖。
And if you dig it by a finger,
圣灵在那里挖的时候，你就发现原来人的心里面是在那里拜偶像。
When the Holy Spirit reviewed and knows, you know, and at the people's heart, we are worshiping idols.
弟兄姊妹，有的时候我们看见我们聚会里面好像不过有一些鸡毛蒜皮、芝麻绿豆大的一些毛病。
And then, brothers and sisters, sometimes we just see the little flaws in our gathering.
有的时候我们觉得我们的孩子身上根本就只有毛病，没有问题的。
And then sometimes we just see our children just has minor issues.
他们最多听到的是睡个觉就是了。
And maybe they just fall asleep when they listen to sermon.
最多就是跟家长讲话的时候翻个白眼就是了。
And maybe they will roll their eyeballs when they talk.
他们在主日老师面前的表现跟家长面前表现不一样就是了。
Well, they act before the Sunday school teacher and before parents are different.
弟兄姊妹，这些看起来一些小洞就是了。
It seems like a small hole.
弟兄姊妹，如果今天如果圣灵带我们去挖一挖的话
，If the Holy guide us to dig in.
可能我们看见的跟以西结看见的是一样的。
Maybe we see the same like what Ezekiel saw.
可能那个情形比我们想象严重太多了。
Maybe the situation is worse than what we know.
哎，你们放心，今天没有人挖你们，放心好了哈。
There's no one dig you today.
当以西结被圣灵感动去看到以色列光景的时候。
When the Holy Spirit touched Ezekiel and when they see the situation of the
Israelites, 他万万也想不到以色列百姓是这样的喜欢埃及。
And then beyond what he know that the Jews are so like Egypt.
这个埃及在以色列百姓心中有这样如此坚固的地位。
And then the Egyptians and then has an important position in their hearts.
你发现他们有什么事情都是投靠埃及。
When there is something issue come, they go to ask Egyptian for help.
他们出了问题，他们盼望能够埃及来帮助他们。
If there is issues that they're gathering, they hope the Egyptians will help them.
你到最后，这神借着先知耶利米跟他们说：“你们如果这样再继续依靠埃及，神要把你们整个都掳到巴比伦去。”
When God tells Jeremiah, if you still depend on Egyptian, God will totally capture you to Babylon.
神借着耶利米的话都应验了。
And then, what God tells Jeremiah, it's all fulfilled.
他们的百姓真的被掳到巴比伦去了。
All the Israelites were captured to Babylon.
他们的城墙真的被拆了。
And their wall were destroyed.
圣殿被烧毁了。
And then the temple was burned.
国家都亡了。
Their country is destroyed.
但你万万也想不到
，But what you did, they didn't know.
你万万也想不到，以色列百姓还是要依靠埃及。
And then they still depend on Egyptians.
他们甚至把先知耶利米也掳到埃及去了。
They even took Jeremiah to Egypt.
他说我们就是要靠埃及。
And they say we won't rely on.
我们就要靠埃及的本那个智慧。
We will depend on the wisdom.
我们要靠埃及的方法。
We was Egyptian way.
我们总是要靠埃及。
We will depend on Egypt.
我们的话一定立定得住。
And then our word will establish.
你借神借着你先你耶利米的话不会立住的。
And then by Jeremiah's word, God's word will not establish.
我们就是要依靠埃及。
We will rely on Egyptians.
最后我们知道这些以色列百姓 和先知耶利米一同都死在埃及。
And then we know Jeremiah with all the Israelites, they all died in Egypt.
应验了神借着先知耶利米说的第二次的话。
And this is the fulfill that God said to Jeremiah.
我想那个时候以西结如果在圣灵里面就因着挖那些小洞就看见当时犹大国的光景的话。
When the Holy Spirit guided Ezekiel to dig on those corruptions of the Judah,
我想那个时候他恐怕他早就绝望了。
And I think he will despair.
那个神还有没有机会把这样一个荣耀的异象赐给他？
I don't think God has a chance to let him see of the glory.
弟兄姊妹，这第一章所给我们看见的太宝贵了。
And it is very precious. This chapter one shows us.
你知道这第一章让以西结整个好像从死里复活一样。
And this chapter one, make Ezekiel be alive from death.
他从此开始站起来侍奉神。
And then since now he stand up and serve the Lord.
他在被掳之地在那里做神的先知。
And then he become a priest in the captivity.
多少人的反对，多少人的轻看和藐视。
And then many rejections, and then but is he despair.
多少人的抵挡。
And so many people resisted.
但是以西结面如坚石啊，向着神的旨意而去啊。
But he is and press on to the will of God.
向着神忠心到底。
And he faithful to the Lord to the day.
忠心的传讲神的话语。
And then he spread God's words faithfully.
就是后来神借着圣灵把犹大所有的光景都显给他看的时候。
Even though God shows all the situation of them of Judah to him.
以西结一点没有灰心，一点没有失望。
There is no doubt in Ezekiel's heart.
弟兄姊妹，这第一章所给我们看见的太荣耀了。
So this is very glorious when this chapter shows us.
不仅仅他们有希望。
And he not only seen the hope.
而且神所有的旨意都要成就啊。
And then God's will all be accomplished.
弟兄姊妹，当你读到以西结后面的时候，你知道从三十三章以后一直到四十八章，就看见在神的旨意里面，向着他百姓所有的祝福，统统恢复了。
You know, God, when you read after chapter 35 to 46, 33 to 48, and then God recovered all the promise he has to the Israelites.
弟兄姊妹，神的恢复的工作太奇妙了。
And then God's restoration was wonderful.
所有的神恢复的工作都是因着第一章的信息。
And all his restoration because of the message from chapter 1.
因为第一章的信息，我觉得对于以西结来讲太重要了。
This is very important to Israel.
我相信也是对每我们中间每一个关心神见证的神的儿女，同样都是那样的重要。
And then I think this is the same importance to us.
我们今天看见我们今天所处的这个时代是何等邪恶的一个时代。
We know our generation is so corrupted.
我们有的时候我们觉得我们自己何等的软弱。
And then sometimes we think we're so weak.
四面多少的异教之风要来侵害神的教会。
There are so many pagans around God's church.
有多少的假先知要起来，要在那把他的教训说在神儿女中间。
There are so many false prophets to try to prophesy to God's children.
多少的时候，神的儿女遇见世界许多的试探引诱。
And then God's people will meet so many attractions and temptations.
今天神儿女所经历世界的引诱是空前的。
And then this is the greatest temptation for God's people to confront today.
弟兄姊妹，这教会还能够被建立起来吗？
Can God's church be established?
有的时候我们觉得我们侍奉的人也要走掉了。
And then sometimes we feel the God that we serve will depart from us.
我们同工好像也都不见了。
And our co-workers disappear.
我们还有希望吗？
Or is there any hope?
难道神还能借着我们在这里建立他自己荣耀的见证吗？
And can God can testify his own glory here?
弟兄姊妹，我不晓得我们今天的光景能不能够和以西结当时在以色列百姓中的那一些光景能够相比，我不晓得。
I don't know, can we compare our situation to the Ezekiel's time?
但我相信一件事。
But I believe one thing.
在我们里面的那个叹息。
The sigh within us.
可能跟以西结里面的叹息是一样的。
Maybe it's the same as the sigh from Ezekiel.
以西结里面是什么样的叹息
？What a sigh Ezekiel had！
以西结何等巴望神能够恢复他们，好像大卫的年间，是不是
？And how hope that God will restore them to the time of David！
那是何等荣耀的国度的
！Then what a glorious king！
今天里面是不是也有一个叹息
？Do we have a sigh？
神能不能在我们这些人在侍奉的这些年间
？And then during the time today。
神能不能把他教会的见证恢复的好像使徒时代的那样的见证
？Can God restore His church at the testimony of the time of the apostles？
弟兄姊妹，你觉着你里面有盼望吗
？Is there any hope in you？
可能我们里面的叹息和以西结里面叹息是一样的。
Maybe the sighs we have is at the same as the Ezekiel。
所以我们觉着这以西结书第一章。对我们每一个关心神教会见证的神的儿女来讲，太重要了。
This is very important for each of us who concern God's testimony.
如果我们能够看见以西结所看见的
，If we can see what Ezekiel saw，
我们能够明白以西结所明白的
，If we understand what you understood，
弟兄姊妹，无论环境如何
，Dear brothers and sisters， no matter what the circumstances，
无论的仇敌。
No matter how many adversaries,
多少的反对
，No matter how many resistance,
多少的艰难
，How many hardship.
弟兄姊妹，你一看，你会发现，我们在这条道路上，我们可以一直的紧紧跟随我们的主。
And we can follow our Lord closely.
弟兄姊妹，这一章的圣经对我们每一个爱主的神的儿女来讲，关心神家见证的神的儿女来讲，太重要了。
This is important for all of us who love the Lord and who concern God's household.
真的，愿神的圣灵把这一章的圣经活活的开启在我们的里面。
May the Holy Spirit reveal this chapter to us.
就在这样一个时代的里面。
In this generation.
让神的工作能够继续的在我们中间如何眺望起来。
And may God's work will be fired up.
所以我们要仔细来看一看以西结他到底看见了什么。
Let's look closely and to see what Ezekiel saw.
到底什么使以西结这样的从绝望里面一下子活过来
？And what made Ezekiel alive from his despair?
能够成为神的一个忠心的见证人
，and become faithful testimony of the Lord.
即使是在不知地，那是在巴比伦的，仍然为主做见证。
Even in his exile in Babylon.
仍然能够为主站住。
He still can stand up for the Lord.
哦，弟兄姊妹，这是何等荣耀的见证
！What a glorious testimony!
我相信，如果神把这一章圣经的信息启示在我们里面，我们在这里也可以同样的来为主做见证。
I believe if Lord reveal this glorious message to us, same to us, we will testify Him.
那下面我们要仔细看一下。
Let us look at closely.
这里面当然不大容易。
It is not easy.
你像这里面这是看了刚才读的时候，我们的嘴都好像都有点，舌头都有点绞住了，我们都不知道该怎么念了。
When we read it, our tongue is kind of twisted. We don't know how to read.
这个东西太多了。
This is too much.
我不知道弟兄姊妹，你读完以后，你觉着以西结看见什么
？I don't know. After you read, and then do you know what Ezekiel saw?
孟哥，你觉着以西结看见什么
？What Ezekiel saw?
啊，这里有大火，对不对
？It's a great.
这有暴风。
A windward.
还有这个哦，四活物。
There are four living creatures.
还有那个大的轮子在那个地上，在那里滚呢、啊。
There is a turning wheel.
哇、哦，还有那个轮子上都是眼睛，多可怕、啊、
！There are the wheels full of eyes, so fearful.
哦，还有穹苍。
There was the firmament.
可怕的水晶，你见过吗
？There is a terrible crystal. Have you ever seen?
弟兄姊妹，这到底在讲什么
？What is talking about here？
弟兄姊妹，有谁可以从这些的描述里，能够把它稍微 zoom out 一下，把它稍微拎一下
？Is anyone can zoom out from this message？
到底以西结看见了什么
？What Ezekiel saw here？
弟兄姊妹，我们知道以西结这里所看见是一个意象。
And then what Ezekiel saw is one vision.
没有错，这些意象里面，你看有许多的事物，有许多的表征。
There are so many symbols in this one vision.
但是它整个是一个整体。
But this is one piece.
因为它后面有总结。
Because it summarized here.
他说：“这既是耶和华荣耀的形象。”
This ways is the appearance of the likeness of the glory of the Lord.
所以你看，这里有个总结，它这是单数的。
This is a single, singular is a glory.
整个这个意象，无论你觉得它里面多么复杂， 你觉得多么不明白， 但是它是整个一个piece， 它整个一个whole piece， 它整个一个完整的， 是一个意象。
No matter how complicated it is, but this is a whole piece, it's one vision.
所以这里面我们就看见这个意象的中心在哪里。
And then where is the center point of this vision?
这个给我们很大帮助，对不对？
And this will help us.
所以如果我们能够抓住这个意象的中心，
If we can grasp the key of this vision,
你就发现整个的意象你就明白了。
And you will understand the whole vision.
整个意象的中心是什么？
What is the center of this vision?
所以你看的时候，开始看了这些，看到穹苍，在穹苍之上还有什么？
You see the firmament, and above the firmament, what is it?
穹苍之上是什么？宝座。
There is a
弟兄姊妹，这个宝是这一切之上，对不对？
And then the throne is above all of this.
宝座是不是中心的？
It says the throne is the center.
宝座还不是中心。
Not.
因为在宝座之上还有。
Because on the throne there is something.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看他好像从那个次序，好像从底下往上长，越讲越高，越讲越高，讲到穹苍了。这我们就已经看不见了。但他告诉我们，穹苍之上还有个宝座。那宝座上还有，宝座之上是什么？
And then you see, and then he will start from bottom to all the highest point. There is a throne, and then above the throne, what is this?
宝座之上是原子。
There is a son of man.
这是整个意象的中心。
That's the center of the whole vision.
在宝座上的人子是以西结意象的整个的关键。
Son of man who sat on the throne, this is the key of this vision.
弟兄姊妹，如果神让我们能够看见在宝座上的人子，
If we can see the man who sat on the throne,
我们就活过来了。
We will live.
这不是我说的，
This is not said.
主的话说的。
This is what Lord said.
如果人听见神儿子的声音，
If we hear the voice of the
Son of God, 人就都活过来了。
We will all be alive.
如果我们看见坐在宝座站在宝座上的人子，
If we see Son of God, the Son of Man who sat on the throne,
弟兄姊妹，我们整个的生活侍奉都改变了。
Our life, our service will be changed.
弟兄姊妹，这是整个神旨意的中心。
That is the center of God's will.
你还记得以弗所书第一章第十节吗？
Do you remember Ephesians chapter 10 verse 1?
照着到了日期满足的时候，
At the time
照着所安排的，
According to
天上地上一切所有的都在基督里面同归于一。
And then everything will be one in heaven, above heaven and on earth.
在原文里面就都在基督这一个元首之下同归于一。
It will be oneness under the command of Christ, of the one head
of Christ.
Christ.
弟兄姊妹，这是何等荣耀的旨意啊！
And what a glorious will of God!
这是神永远的旨意。
This is God's eternal will.
弟兄姊妹，这是整个控制所有意象的中心。
This is the center who controls all the.
这是神恢复他自己见证所有要启示的关键。
This is the key that God will restore His testimony.
每一次神的见证得到恢复的时候，
And each time when God restores His testimony,
每一次神的见证在地上显明的时候，
When God manifests His testimony on earth,
都是有人看见那个宝座上的人子。
And then there's all that people will see the Son of Man who sits on the throne.
你还记得起初教会的光景吗？
Do you know the situation of the first century church?
人信主就要被关到监牢里去的。
When you believed in the Lord, you will.
你要传讲耶稣基督从死里复活，人家要拿捆绑你的。
You will declare God's resurrection. People will send you to prison.
你看见这些使徒们，这些门徒们，他们怎么祷告呢？
But the apostles pray.
说你钉在十字架上。
And then the Jesus that was crucified on the cross.
神已经立他为主为基督了。
And then God will send him to the Lord and to Christ.
他们向着这位荣耀的人子祷告的时候，
When they pray for the glorious Son of God,
地就震动。
And there was earthquake.
神的手就伸出来，在成就他自己的工作。
God's mighty hand will stretch out and accomplish His work.
你别小看这些渔夫。
And do not
despise
those fishermen. They are weak.
你觉得他们人少吗？
Do you think they're just a few?
你觉得他们没有势力吗？
Do you think they have no power?
弟兄姊妹，这地上所有的权势，没有一个能够在他们面前站立得住。
Brothers and sisters, it's all power on the earth will not stand before them.
弟兄姊妹，所有的关键就在乎看见在宝座上的人子。
The center is to see the Son of Man sit on
the throne. 这是以西结所看见异象的关键和中心。
This is the center and the key that Ezekiel saw.
弟兄姊妹，这件事情是我们要求圣灵来开启我们的。
We need to ask reveal this to us.
我们的主耶稣基督已经死亡。
Our Lord Jesus Christ is over dead.
胜过了仇敌。
Overcome the serpent.
胜过了世界。
Overcome the world.
他已经死里复活。
And he was raised from the dead.
他坐在神的右边。
He sat on the right hand of the Lord.
那个斯提凡当他为主做见证的时候
，You know when Stephen testified the Lord，
多少的反对啊
！And so many people against him，
多少的石头砸在他的身上
！And so many stone will stone him to death。
你看看当斯提凡最后被石头砸到一个地步，要最后咽气的时候
，When you see when he has his last breath，
他说我看见天开了
，And he said I see the heaven is open。
人子站在神的右边。
And the Son of Man stand at the right hand of the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，这是以西结看见的荣耀的意象。
This is the glorious vision that Ezekiel saw.
我们的主耶稣基督今天已经荣登宝座。
And our Lord Jesus Christ has already sat on the throne.
纵然大水泛滥，他仍然坐着为王。
He still reigns over the flood.
所以，当我们看见这个荣耀意象的时候
，When we see this glorious vision，
或者说当以西看见这个荣耀意象的时候
，Or you see when you see this glorious vision，
他就明白了为什么神要管教他。
He understood why people would discipline them，
因为他们没有让主在那里坐宝座。
Because they didn't let the Lord be on His throne，
他们不依靠神。
And then they did not rely on the Lord.
他们依靠埃及。
They rely on Egyptians.
弟兄姊妹，他的那个时候，我相信他觉着说神的管教真的是太对了。
And then I believe that he think that God's discipline was right.
所以你读到以西结后面的，从第四章开始，一直到二十四章，就讲到神在以色列犹大国的管教。
And then from chapter 4 to 14, you see that's the discipline that Lord disciplined them.
因为神的管教是从神的家开始，神的审判是从神的家开始。
Because God's judgment is start from his household.
神所有的审判的根据是什么？
And what is his judgment based on?
你不要以为说这个世代改变，我们就改变，人不改变的。
Do not think the change we will change, but God change.
审判这个世代，审判神的儿女的标准是不改变的。
God's standard to judge his people are never
changed. 神审判的标准只有一个。
The standard of his judgment only one.
你还记得使徒行传十七章那里怎么说的吗
？Do you remember Acts chapter 17 where it says?
神已经叫他从死里复活。
God resurrected him from death.
把他这个按他要按公义审判，让他按公义审判天下。
He will justify the world by his righteousness.
是照着那个人子来审判天下。
But according to the Son of Man to judge the world.
弟兄姊妹，坐在宝座上的人子是神审判万有的标准。
And then the Son of Man who sits on the throne is the standard to judge the whole world.
神的审判先临到神的家。
And God's judgment and upon to his household first.
然后你从二十五章以西结二十五章一直读到三十二，那是讲的列国的审判。
And then from chapter 25 to 32 is judgment to the whole world, to the other nations.
弟兄姊妹，你知道神今天什么叫审判？你知道吗
？Do you know what is called the judgment?
审判头一个叫光照。
And then the first of all is called an enlightened. Enlightened.
然后分开。
Then divide.
然后这个 execute， 然后执行。
Then execute and then execute.
弟兄姊妹，你知道这叫审判。
You know that is called judgment.
在神的眼中，全世界所有的人分为两部分。
In God's eyes, the whole human was divided into two groups.
不是好人坏人。
It's not good man or bad man.
不是受洗的不受洗的。
It's not the baptized or unbaptized.
不是会祷告的不会祷告的。
Then you know how to pray or not.
在人眼中属灵的不属灵的，这都不是神的审判的标准。
Spiritual or not spiritual, those are not the standards.
所有神审判的标准乃在乎你对于人子的态度。
And then all the standard is upon the attitude you have to the Son of Man. The relationship with the Son of Man.
人子就把所有的人类就分成两半。
Then it's divided the human into two.
弟兄姊妹，如果这是神审判的标准
，If this is the standard for the judgment，
今天神教会的见证应该是什么呢
？And then what is the testimony of His church？
乃是把这位荣耀的人子 摆在世人中。
That is, we place the Son of the glorious Son of Man to the world.
我们不知道别的，只知道耶稣基督并他钉十字架。
We know nothing but Jesus Christ and Him crucified.
因为到那一天神审判的时候，不是照着所有的其他的标准。
And then, because on the day when He comes to judge, it's not according to other standards.
到那一天审判的时候，神所有的审判都照着这位坐在宝座上的人子。
All his judgment is upon the Son of Man who sits on the throne.
所以你知道保罗在地上的时候，他就非常知道神的心意啊。
Now Paul knows God's heart's desire.
他说我们不谬讲神的道。
And he say we do not disown.
也不用诡诈。
We do not use trick.
我们只将真理明出来。
We just display the truth.
他实在是知道主的脚踪，对不对？
And he knows the footsteps of the.
我们的主上是怎么走的呢？
And how our Lord walked on the earth?
我们的主在地上是不喧嚷，街上都没有人听见他的声音。
He does not have loud voice, and people will not listen to him. He did not argue.
压伤的芦苇他不折断，将残的灯火他不吹灭。
He will not break the weed, and then he will not smuggle.
你看他好像软弱到这个地步，对不对？
You see, he's so weak.
将残的灯火，你稍微力气大一点，它就灭掉了。
And then you know the weak will be smuggled.
我们的主因着软弱被钉在十字架上，是不是这样呢？
Is our Lord because of his weakness he was crucified?
但是圣经上说他等候。让真理自己得胜。
But the Bible tells us he was waited, let the truth be overcome itself.
弟兄姊妹，神今天托付给教会的见证是什么？
What is the testimony that Lord entrusted to his church?
我们今天要不要用许多的哲学、科学、心理？
Do we need philosophy and science and psychological?
我们要不要谬讲道呢？
Do we need preach God's word?
我们要不要用诡诈的办法把人都骗来呢？
Do we need deceive people to come?
有人说他们先来了以后，以后我们再慢慢讲。
And people say, let them come and then we tell them the truth.
曲线救国哈。
And you will go exact way.
弟兄姊妹，我们不能谬讲神的道。
And we cannot dismay God's way.
也不能用诡诈。
We cannot be trick people.
我们只将真理表明出来。
We just reveal the truth.
把这位荣耀的人子摆在世人的中间。
We will place the Lord, the glorious Son of Man, to the world.
你今天不这样摆，到那一天的审判也要这样来审判。
If we do not do so, then that day God will judge us.
弟兄姊妹，这是神教会的见证。
That is the testimony of God's church.
所以我相信那个时候，以西结看见这荣耀的人子的时候
，I believe when Ezekiel see the glorious Son of Man.
他一面接受神的管教
，and on the one hand, he had the discipline from the Lord.
一面他知道怎样来服侍他的神。
On the other hand, he knows how to serve God.
他向着神的话语完全信。
He's faithful to God's words.
无论人是不是。喜欢听人是不是抵挡他总是照着耶和华所吩咐的去传讲。
No matter people resist him or not, like it or not, he will faithfully preach the gospel.
他不会因着犹太人他们有什么改变，希利尼人有什么改变，什么腓力士人有什么改变，他传讲的话语就受影响。
His words will not be changed by the Philistines, Greeks, or Jews.
弟兄姊妹。耶稣基督昨日今日直到永远没有改变。
Brothers and sisters, Jesus Christ yesterday, today, and forever will never change.
弟兄姊妹，神的见证没有改变。
God's testimony will never change.
所以这一个荣耀的意象，控制着以西结一生的侍奉。
So this glorious vision was tied of Ezekiel's whole life service.
弟兄姊妹，我们今天到底怎样来服侍这位荣耀的神
？And how do we serve a glorious God？
我们要用许多的埃及的东西。
Do we use the Egyptian way?
弟兄姊妹，实在是一个很大的试探。
This is a great temptation.
这个关键就在乎我们是不是看见那在宝座上的人子。
The key point is if we see the Son of Man was sitting on the throne.
因为神要借着这一位荣耀的人子审判天下，估量万有。
Because God will judge the whole world or will measure the world by and through the Son of Man who sits on the throne.
当我们仔细地来看这个荣耀意象的时候
，When we look closely to see the glorious vision,
我相信我们会像以西结一样，里面充满了力量。
I will believe that we will be strengthened like Ezekiel.
这里面首先看见是那个一大团的那个火。
First of all, he will see the great fire.
弟兄姊妹，这是
熊熊燃烧的烈火。
This is the fire and flashing forth constantly.
你知道地上有的是森林着一点小火哈，那真的是抗不住，对不对
？You know there is a forest fire and we even cannot extinguish them.
多少的百万富翁啊，盼望那些消防队啊，集中了几百人帮他灭火。
The millionaires and hope the firefighters will go extinguish the fire.
这个森林大火过来的时候，一切都好像平地一样。
When the forest fire go through, everything will just go flat.
你说这才是地上一个小小的森林火灾呀。
That is only the little forest fire.
这里面以西结看见的那是一块大云的，那整个的天都在着火呀。
When Ezekiel saw, it's the whole sky is full of great fire.
这里讲到什么
？What is talking about?
这里讲到神永远的旨意，没有任何的一个人可以阻挡。
It's talking about.God's eternal will cannot be stopped by man.
弟兄姊妹，你发现神的旨意，这里他讲了一个词儿啊，是吧？直往前行啊。
Here is talking the word, and God's will is to flashing forth.
没有任何一个势力，没有任何一个政权，没有任何一种的智慧，没有任何一种的人可以来拦阻神的旨意。
No force, no government, no man can stop God's will.
历史历代多少的人想在那阻挡神的旨意
Through all generations, so many people try to stop God's will.
多少人轻看藐视神的旨意
They despise God's will.
他们觉得神的旨意算得什么
They don't think God's will is.
我们的旨意永远立定的
And then they think their own will is strong.
结果就是人的旨意都好像风前康，好像旋风土一样。
And then it turned out that man's will is like the whirlwind.
多少是伟大的这个帝国都倒下去了。
And then so many greatest kingdoms were vanished.
巴比伦帝国倒下去了。
And the kingdom of Babylon were vanished.
希腊帝国倒下去了。
And so does the Greek.
马代波斯倒下去了。
The Median Persia was disappeared.
罗马帝国倒下去了。
The Roman's Empire was disappeared.
你知道，当教会起初开始为主耶稣做见证的时候，罗马政权300年血腥的镇压，血腥的逼迫。
You know, when the first church and they were under the persecution by the 300 years of empire.
今天这些罗马的君王里面。
Where is the kingdom of Roman's vampire?
今天神的见证，神的旨意照样直往前行啊。
You know, God's will still and enforce continuously.
不仅如此，它还是一个暴风啊。
Not only this is a storming wind.
你知道这奥克拉荷马那个风啊，那个龙卷风是，他说那个直径是3个迈，对不对？
You know, the tornado in Oklahoma, its diameter is 3 miles.
那个三个迈的、三个英里的那个龙卷风所过之地，连那个这个房子的根基啊，全都给扫平了。
When the 3 miles tornado went through, even the foundation of a house will disappear.
这里面讲的神的旨意，那是一个大的暴风啊。
Here talking about God's will is a storming wind.
有谁可以用智慧能力抵挡耶和华呢
？Who can against Jehovah by his own wisdom and power?
不可一世的那个尼布甲光，你知道他真的说，那是我的大能大建立起的巴比伦呢，是不是
？You know, prideful Nebuchadnezzar, he says, "I established the kingdom by my own strength."
我征服了列国，我也把这个神的见证犹太国都给灭掉了。
I conquered all the nations and now vanished Jews.
神的圣殿都给我毁掉。
I destroy God's temple.
你看我大能大力所建立起来的伟大的巴比伦帝国。
And then see the great kingdom of Babylonian, what I established.
还不到一年呢。
And after a year.
这话从那口里刚刚还没说完呢。
He's not even finished his words.
他就被赶出人世，好像吃草如牛一样，是不是
？And he will be dried away like he has to eat grass.
等到他清醒过来以后啊。
And then when he awake.
他做见证。
He testified.
他说：“那骄傲的人，他神能使他降卑啊。”
And then God will humble those prideful souls.
他说：“世上所有的居民，在他眼中都算为虚无。”
All the inhabitants will become nothing in God's eyes.
他在天上的万军和世上的军当中，都照着自己的意志而行。
And then he will let the host of the army of the Lord will do his own will. No one can stop him.
或者跟他犟嘴说你能你要做什么呢
Or you talk back to him what you can do.
你稍微读一读这个但以理书你就知道了
If you read the book of Daniel, you will know this.
弟兄姊妹，无论是什么样人的智慧。
No matter what wisdom from man,
多少刚硬的景象
and so many nets,
在神的旨意的面前通通倒下去了
and they will all fall before the God's will.
因为他心中的思念永远立定啊
Because his will is established in heaven.
他的意愿永远长存啊
His will last forever.
因为他的宝座永远安定在天他的权柄统管万有
Because his throne is established in heaven, and then he will reign over all.
所以主鼓励我们。
So that's why.
必死的人，你不要怕他。
The Lord encourages, do not afraid of those people who die.
如果有人胆敢抵挡主耶稣基督的真理。
If someone will against the truth of the Lord.
抵挡神的旨意。
Against the will of God.
弃主耶稣基督。
They will reject the Lord.
直到那一天，他降临的荣光就把他废去了。
And the Lord will vanish him by his glory.
口中的气就把他灭绝了。
And he will take his breath.
弟兄姊妹，没什么好怕的。
Do not be afraid.
因为坐在宝座上的人子。
Because the Son of Man who sits on the throne.
你看见这个荣耀的异象吗
When you see the glorious vision.
当你看见这个异象的时候，它是个大火，它是大的暴风啊。
When he sees this vision, it is a stormy wind, it is a great fire.
当他往前去的时候，无人能拦住他手。
There is no one can stop him when he went forward.
这是这个荣耀的异象。
That is a glorious vision.
那么在仔细看的时候，你发现就有四活物，对不对
？When he look closely, we'll see four living creatures.
那个给我们看见说，这一个荣耀的异象显在地上的时候，显在他儿女中间，显在教会的生活侍奉中的时候。
This is talking about when this glorious vision appeared on the earth to his church.
显出来的是四活。
It appears as a four living creatures.
那是讲到见证。
That is the testimony of the church.
教会的见证是把这位基督见证出来。
The testimony of the church is to testify Jesus Christ.
我们知道这里讲的四活物是讲到这个基督的意义说的，对不对
？We know these four living creatures is talking about the magnificence of Christ.
你读这个四福音的时候，你就发现那里面讲到我们的主耶稣基督四个荣耀的方面，对不对
？When you read the four Gospels, you see the four sides of glory of the Lord.He is a completely human.
他是神的仆人。
And he is a servant of God.
好像牛一样。
Like an ox.
他来不是要受人的服侍，乃是要服侍人，并做多人的属价。
He's come here not be served, but serve other people, become the redemption for people.
他是那犹大的狮子，他是那荣耀的君王。
He is the glorious king, the lion of Judah.
他不是在家里面像狮子一样跟人家吼啊。
He's not like a lion at the household and roaring.
也不是在教会里面跟人家吵架。
He's not arguing at the church.
弟兄姊妹，他乃是仇敌，乃是勇猛的狮子。
And then he is the roaring lion, the enemy.
弟兄姊妹，多少我们今天也像狮子啊。
And sometimes we are like lion.
但是我们像狮子的地方不对。
But not many in many cases.
该像狮子的时候，我们都好像绵羊一样，都没声了。
If we are to be like a lion, but we look like a sheep.
当教会受到仇敌攻击的时候，你看有多少人敢去祷告聚会呢？
And how many people go to prayer meeting when the church was attacked by
the adversary? 当我们遇到仇敌的这个伤害的时候，你看看有多少人站出来在那里扬声的为教会祷告呢
？And how many people will pray for the church when we got hurt?
这些人乃是狮子啊
！Those people are lions.
他们向着仇敌，好像狮子一样。
They were roaring like a lion to the enemy.
他们后面还讲了鹰的形象。
And here talking about the vision, like eagle.
弟兄姊妹，我们今天所顾念的是眼见的呢，还是眼睛所不见的
？What we concern is what we can see or not. We were unseen.
弟兄姊妹，今天你发现许多神的儿女日夜所求的，跟飞鸟什么区别的？
And then there are so many of God. What we think about, what we ask for, is the same as the birds.
我们有时候这个有首诗歌，对不对？天空的飞鸟。
We have a song. It's like the birds in the sky.
怎么样？啊？也不种也不收是吧？这不为生活忙，对不对
？They do not labor for life. They do not sow. They do not harvest.
照着主的话的启示。
According to the revelation of the Lord.
天空的飞鸟只为今生忙。
The birds in the sky they only labor for their life today.
多可怜呐、啊、
！How pitiful！
主说你们比许多的飞鸟贵重太多了，对不对？
Lord said, you are more valuable than the birds.
今年多少神的儿女只为地朽坏的食物在那里忙啊。
Now, so many children of God, we are labor for this perishable food.
我刚才感谢主，刚才有弟兄姊妹祷告说我们要积攒天上的财宝。
Praise the Lord, just a brother or sister, I prayed we have to store treasure in heaven.
那是主的见证。
That is a testimony.
那是鹰啊，对不对？
That's eagle.
那是属天啊。
That's heavenly.
弟兄姊妹，你我今天所有的努力是为了必朽坏的食物呢，还是那不朽坏的食物？
Or our effort is for the perishable on the earth, or is unperishable in heaven?
我们的见证是人活着是单靠食物呢，还是人活着不是单靠食物？
Is our testimony is about men live alone by the food or not live by alone by the food?
我们是依靠那个不朽坏的食物。
We depend on the unperishable food.
那是神口中所出的一切话。
That is all the words from the mouth of the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，这是鹰的形象。
That is the form of an eagle.
弟兄姊妹，神的儿女今天在地上显出来的见证是似活物。
And then our testimony on earth is supposed to be like a four living creatures.
请原谅我，你知道为什么刚才我一直说埃及，埃及，埃及吗？
Excuse me, now do you understand why I always talking about Egypt?
有的时候我们觉得爱世界没关系。
Sometimes we say it doesn't matter if we love the world.
跟给世界的王留一步没有关系。
There is a we will give a little space for the king of the world.
好像我们跟那个犯那个淫乱的罪的那差很多，对不对？
It is somewhere far from the adultery.
好像是教会里面，如果有人犯了淫乱罪，你就马上停他薄饼，对不对
？And then you can stop him to come to the communion service if he has adultery.
我说，如果神的教会聚会正常的话，应该这样做的。
If our gathering is normal, we should do so.
但是如果今天我爱世界
，If we love the world,
给世界留点地步
，We will give some space to the world.
我觉得是薄饼没关系的。
We will come to the communion service, okay?
弟兄姊妹，你知道主在地上。做见证他怎么说呢
？And then do you know why how the Lord says when he is on earth?
这世界的王将到，但他在我里面毫无所有。
The king of the world will come, but he has nothing to do with me.
He has nothing in me.
He has nothing in me.
弟兄姊妹，在我们里面这世王有地位吗？
Is there any position we give to the king?
我们想着是世界的王，就让我们有点眼目的情欲、肉体的情欲和今生的骄傲，是不是呢？
And then do we think the king of the world is just let have the lust of the eyes, lust of the our flesh and the prideful eyes?
这是最最浅的。
That is a very shallow one.
如果我们让世界的王在我们里有地位
，If we have a position for the king of the world.
这个世界的王要把这世界的智慧带给你。
He will bring you the wisdom from the world.
他要把这世界的观念带给你。
He will give you the concept from the world.
他把这世界的价值带给你。
He will give the value of the world to you.
弟兄姊妹，你就发现，在神的儿女中间，多少人轻看、藐视神永恒的祝福。
You know, and so many people of At the church, they will despise God's blessing.
轻看神永远的旨意。
They despise God's eternal will.
你要讲神永远的旨意，他就撇嘴。
If you talking about God's eternal will,
他就塞耳不听。
And he will cover his ears.
你知道为什么吗？
Do you know why?
因为世界的王在我们里面有了地位。
Because the king.Of the world has a position in our hearts.
他把这世界的价值观赐给我们了。
He will give us the value of the world.
我们所顾念的都是所见的。
What we concern is all.
我们才不管什么所不见的。
We don't care about what is unseen.
所见的才是真实的。
What we see is
所不见都是虚幻的。
If it's unseen, they're vanity.
这就是世界的灵，对不对
？That is the spirits of the world.
这就是世界的见证，对不对
？As a testimony of the world.
但我们的见证是什么呢
？What is our testimony?
我们不是顾念所见的。
We do not concern what we can see.
我们乃是顾念的所不见的。
What we concern is what we unseen.
因为所见的都是暂时的。
Because what we see is all temporary.
只有所不见的乃是永远的。
Only the one is unseen is eternal.
弟兄姊妹，你看见在宝座上的人吗
？Do you see the Son of Man sit on the throne?
是你心中做宝座吗？
Is he throne in heart?
还世界的王在你心中做了宝座？
Or the king of the world sit in the throne of your heart?
是不是世界的观念进到我们里面呢？
Is it the value of the world can enter into your heart?
弟兄姊妹，你发现当碰到主的见证，碰到主需要的时候，我们所想到都是地上的需要。
When we meet, when we consider God's need, and then what we concern is what we need on earth.
弟兄姊妹，这一个人子在宝座上荣耀的意象，对我们每一个人，对我们教会的见证，太关键了。
This is essential when we see the vision that the Son of Man sit on the throne.
若是不看见这一个荣耀的意象，
if we don't see this glorious vision,
我们说我们在这做见证。都是枉然的。
And it is in vain if we say we'll testify the Lord.
我们所顾念都是眼见的。
What we concern is what we can see.
弟兄姊妹，难道这些有什么见证吗？
Those testimonies?
你说我靠神，所以我的眼见的多了一点。
And then because by God, see more.
我告诉你，有很多的用诡诈的办法得的比你还多。
And then so many people that they receive more by their trickery.
到底什么是神教会的见证呢？
What is indeed the testimony of the Lord?
你真的盼望得着那不朽坏之福吗？
Do you truly want to receive the unperishable blessings?
弟兄姊妹，这些实在是一个很真实的试验。
And this is a true practice.
到底这一位坐在宝座上的人子，我们有没有看见？
Did we really see the Son of Man who sit on the throne?
所以你就看见这个四活物，当然这里面有很多的细节，我们没有办法去讲。
There are so many details in the four living creatures.
后面讲到这个轮子，你说这个感谢主，我本来我以为神让我讲这一章，但后来有弟兄就问我说那个轮子什么意思？我想可能是主来印证，可能我需要讲这一章。
Okay, and I was try to talking about the first part, and then my brother asked me, what does it mean of wheels? Maybe I need to talk about this.
这个轮子就想讲到神工作行动。
And then this is talking about God's words, God's deeds.
你发现这个次序没有？
Do you see the order?
如果你看见荣耀的人子在宝座上，
If you see the Son of Man sit on the throne,
见证和工作的次序非常清楚的。
And then you will see the order of the testimony and the work.
有见证一定有工作。
If there is testimony and there must be works.
一定有的。
There must be works.
你不用担心的。
Do not worry.
弟兄姊妹，今天很多神的儿女挡不起啊。
And then many of us, we can't wait.
我们觉得我们就应该是一上来就有轮子就往前冲啊。
We think we must have wheels, we have to work.
弟兄姊妹，神的次序是见证在前面，四活物永远在前面，对不对？
But God's order is the four, is the testimony, which is the four.
这些动轮子动，这些停轮子停，这些上轮子上，你有没有看见这个次序呢？
Those move.The wheels move. Those went up, these went up. Those stop, these stop.
不要担心，弟兄姊妹。
Don't worry.
神的见证，神的儿子显出来的时候。
When God's son was revealed.
神一定带进这个大的轮子。
God must bring this great wheel.
这个轮上都是眼睛啊。
It's full of eyes.
那是充满了智慧。
That's full of wisdom.
神知道什么时候动啊。
And then God knows when to move.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹，我们有的时候是动了很多。
Sometimes we work a lot.
弟兄姊妹，多少的时候我们在那里有工作却没有见证。
And then many times we have many works but no testimonies.
因为我们的爱心已经耗光了。
Because our love is used, we use
them all. 我们的人都压瘪了。
We were crushed.
我们已经灰心，已经失望了。
We despair and we were hopeless.
我们彼此之间完全都不合，我们都分散了。
We were scattered.
弟兄姊妹，你发现那个工作好像被拆的一块石头不落在一块石头上。
You will see our words is like a one stone not against another.
这个轮子都是眼睛啊。
There's a full of eyes around the wheels.
神的工作多么智慧呀，弟兄姊妹。
And then you see how wisdom is God's words.
有见证一定有的。
If there is testimony, there must be works.
弟兄姊妹，你发现那个都在那里面，对不对？你就发现实际上这是一件事的两面，对不对
？You know the spirits are in the wheels. This is two sides in one thing.
有见证一定有工作的。
If there is a testimony, there must be works. Do not worry.
而且你发现这个轮子走的是很稀奇，它可以到处转，对不对
？You know the wheels and how it moves is amazing.They can turn everywhere.
但是这个轮子是直往前行的。
But it's move forward.
太矛盾了。
This is like a contrary.
这轮子是到处转，怎么会直往前行呢？
And then how can he move in four directions but move forward?
你知道神功夫的带领会转弯的。
You know, God's guidance will
you will go other way. 彼得觉着神的工作是一直往前去，所以他一直留在犹太人中间，不能传给外邦人的。
And then Peter think God's words is in Jerusalem. He will stop there.
但是神转到外邦，那他就觉着不对了。
And then, but God gave the work to the Gentile, and he thought something wrong.
神的工作是有转弯的。
But God's work sometimes turns.
但是神的旨意是不改变的。
But God's will never turn.
你把人的工作是一直朝着神的旨意而去。
God's work is towards His will.
一直朝着那个荣耀的人子而去的。
And then towards the glorious Son of Man.
所以你就发现这个轮子太稀奇了，对不对？
You know the wheel is amazing.
而且它轮中套轮。
It's a wheel within a wheel.
我觉得这太奇妙了。
This is amazing.
你知道神的工作从来都是非常非常的智慧，非常非常的。复杂的。
You know, God's work is complicated and it is wise.
人的眼睛看不出来的。
And then we can't see it from our eyes.
你发现神叫万事都互相效力的。
You know, God make all things work together.
叫爱神能得益处。
For the one who benefit the one who loves the Lord.
你以为是神给你个工作在这，实际上神让你在这里面可能为他得着一个家，得到这个家，可能神的教会就因此得了很多的祝福。
You know, the wheels is in will, which is God will receive a family, and this family will bless every others.
弟兄姊妹，这个神太，我们的神太妙了。
Our God is wonderful.
神的工作真的超过人所想。
His work is beyond of what we.
所以这里给我们看见神的见证和工作的关系。
We see this is a relationship with God's testimony and His works.
后面讲的穹苍。
You're talking about firmament.
你就发现讲到穹苍的时候，只讲了四活物。
When he talking about firmament, only talks about the four living creatures.
不讲轮子。
And didn't talking about the wheels.
因为这里告诉我们说这个见证的性质。
And it's here talking about the characteristics of this testimony.
这个见证是属天的。
This testimony are heavenly.
这个见证好像可畏的水晶。
This testimony like a terrible crystal.
什么叫可畏的水晶？
What is a terrible crystal?
就是纯洁到一个地步，一点都没有掺杂。
It is a pure to the point there is no mixture.
弟兄姊妹，神的见证是单纯的见证。
God's testimony is pure.
不能有任何血气肉体世界的掺杂。
Cannot be mixed with a flesh and blood.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们没有时间了，但是我们真的，你稍多花点时间当气节，你再好好默想。
And then you need go back and meditate.
但是你看见这一个荣耀的意象，弟兄姊妹，带给每一个关心神、见证神的儿女，那是何等大的这个启示和激励啊！
You know, and then this is a great revelation and encouragement through this glorious vision.
我根本讲不清楚的。
I can't talk it
clearly. 可能我自己都没有看见。
Maybe I didn't see.
我求主让我能够看见。
I will ask Lord, let me to see.
就是在这样一个艰难的环境里面，我们仍然可以用这个向前执行啊。
Even in the hardship, we can press on.
直往前行啊。
We can walk forward.
弟兄姊妹，刚才那个诗歌很好啊，长驱直入新耶路撒冷，向着神的旨意向前而去啊。
And then the song we just sang is we have to walk forward to Jerusalem.
是的，有很多软弱。
There are many weaknesses.
有仇敌许多的搅扰。
There is many disturbance.
有许多人的脸色让给我们看的。
And so many people will criticize us.
就是释放了这个正起来抵挡神的见证的。
Even the worldly government will come to against God's will.
弟兄姊妹，我们怕不怕呢？
Are we afraid?
我们要看见坐在宝座上的人子。
We will see the Son of Man who sits on the throne.
这个意象成为我们得胜的秘诀。
And then this vision becomes the secret of our
victory. 这个意象成为我们生活的秘诀。
This vision becomes the secret of our life.
弟兄姊妹，这个意象使我们今天就是在这样一个软弱甚至失败的环境里面，我们仍然可以为主坚持做见证。
This vision will lead us to testify of our Lord and throughout our hardships.
这是非常非常宝贵的一张圣经。
This is very precious chapter.
所以当你读的时候，这整个的以西结书啊，实际上都在这一个
人子在宝座异象的整个的这个掌控的底下。
This whole book of Ezekiel was all keep the control of the Son of Man.
你看他里讲到审判，现在神的家开始。
He's talking about God's judgment start at home.
那是坐而来的。
That is from the throne.
那么你看见列国的审判。
And then you see the judgment to the nations.
那是以人子作为审判万有的标准。
And then the Son of Man is the standard to the judgment.
你读到三十三章以后，你就发现那完全是神恢复的工作。
And after chapter 33, you know that's the restoration from the Lord.
Oh, 你看在那里边有新的次序，有新约出现了。
You see there is a new order, new covenant.
你看见死人复活了。
You see and the dead was alive.
你看那里有守望者。
You see there is a watchman.
Oh, 你看见在那里主恢复他的王权。
And you know God restored his kingdom.
圣殿。
And his temple.
圣城。
And his city.
整个的连以色列地都恢复了
，and he will restore the land of Israel.
产业也恢复了
，and he will restore their inheritance.
哦，神向着他百姓所有的祝福都恢复了
，God restore all the promise to his people.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹，你发现虽然以西结书好像很难懂
，even then the book of Ezekiel is hard to understand.
但是如果我们看在宝座上的人子
，but if we see the Son of Man sit on the throne,
我们真的长驱入新耶路撒冷啊
，we can forward to Jerusalem.
因为有羔羊的血洗净。
Because there is the blood of the Lamb will washed us. We can become the people to follow the Lamb. A brother who overcome the evil is by the blood of the Lamb. And because he testified his way. Even if a death, he will not despair his own life.
不是因为别的,
not because of others.
乃是因为在宝座上的人子,
because of the Son of Man on the throne.
弟兄姊妹我盼望真的求主怜悯，让我们回去好好把这一章再好好看一看。
I hope God have mercy on us. Let us go back and read this book.
弟兄姊妹，我们怎么能够得着异象
？And how can we receive vision？
你说你喊了半天，我们都知道，我们有这异象，我们早活过来了。
We all says when if we have vision, we will be alive a long time ago.
还需要你在上面喊半天吗
？Then do we need you tell us？
弟兄姊妹，你看以西为什么能够得着这样荣耀的异象？
And then you have to. Why is received this vision?
我觉得非常宝贵。
This is very precious.
那个秘诀在哪里？
Where is the secret?
你仔细读。
You read carefully.
他的秘诀就是，当神管教，当他受神对付的时候，他没有因着受神的对付而倒下。
And his secret is when God disciplined him, he didn't fall by the discipline.
他没有从此就消极了。
He's not going a negative way.
弟兄姊妹，你发现每一个神所使用的器皿，神都要严格的、非常严厉的管教和训练。
And then each vessel that God used, God has to strictly discipline them.
你看摩西被管教的何等的严厉。
Look at Moses, God disciplined him so strictly.
就犯了一个小小的错，就一拳打死一个埃及人，他就要流落到旷野四十年呢。
He made a mistake. He just beat an Egyptian, and then he will be exiled for 40 years.
但是宝贵的地方是，他受神这样严厉的对付，他没有倒下去。
Then what precious of Moses is when God strike him, but he didn't fall.
他不是从此就算了。
He did not give up.
什么都不管了。
I will take care of nothing.
你看摩西看见有人欺负那个米甸祭司的那七个女儿，他就上去把他们赶走了，对不对
？And then when the priest of Midian and then mistreat the seven daughters, and he will go forward.
摩西还是要在小事上向神忠心的。
He was faithful to the Lord in minor
things. 是的，神这个时候把他那一个带领以色列百姓那个重任把他摆在一边了。
And God put aside that he will take all the Israelites out of
Egypt. 神没有在那里重用他。
God didn't use him greatly.
神把他摆在了米甸旷野。
And then God put him in the wilderness of the Midian.
是不是神把我摆在米甸旷野，从此我就什么都不管了呢
？If God put me in the wilderness, well, the Midian, I do not care about God's things.
弟兄姊妹，以西那个时候他知道那是神眼。
And then Ezekiel, he knows that is a discipline from God.
人都被掳到巴比伦了，还有什么希望呢
？And then there is no hope when they were captured to Babylon.
而且七十年以后我都一百岁了，我还能活到一百岁吗
？After 70 years, I'm 100. Can I live that long?
我还管什么呢
？And then what do I care about?
想咋地就咋地吧。
I'll do whatever I want.
不，弟兄姊妹，在他里面，在无可指望的时候，因信仍有指望。
No, and then there is when there is hopeless, but Ezekiel still have hope.
弟兄姊妹，神荣耀的恩典总是需要寻找那一点点的信心。
And the God's glorious grace is seeking this little faith.
信心是神，是大能的那个唯一的根基。
And the faith is the foundation of the mighty power.
弟兄姊妹，我们要操练信心。
We have to practice our faith.
我们在读主话语的时候，求主把那个里面的光照我们里面。
When we read God's words, may He enlighten with us.
求主让我们看见乌云背后的太阳。
Let Lord let us to see the sun of the cloud.
你看人的脸色。
Do not see what people see.
不要看弟兄姊妹的软弱。
Do not see the weakness from brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹，我们要学习看见乌云背后的太阳。
We have to learn to see the sun above the cloud.
人子仍然坐在宝座的上面。
And the Son of Man still sit on the throne.
神没有失败。
God never failed.
神的旨意必定要成就。
His will be established.
弟兄姊妹，就是这一点点的信心。
Even those little faith.
神那荣耀的意象。向着他的仆人开启。
And God's glorious vision revealed to His servant.
神得着了一个贵重的器皿。
God received a valuable vessel.
就是在最黑暗的被掳的年代，神的见证仍然好像明光照耀一样。
Even in the captivity darkness age, and His testimony was shine enlightened around.
弟兄姊妹，这是我们每个人的路。
That is the way for all of us.
神所爱的，神都管教。
God will do what He loves.
不管教都是狮子。
And then it's a bird if He doesn't.
主说凡他所爱的都。
And He will discipline all He loves.
弟兄姊妹，难处就在这里。当神的管教临到我的时候，我是因着受对付而倒下呢，还是在无可指望的时候，因信仍有指望？
The question is, when I fall, if God discipline me, or I have hope when there is no hope.
亚伯拉罕所信的那是叫时无变有叫死人复活的神。
What Abraham believed, that's the God who will create everything from nothing. He will make the dead alive.
寻找的信心。
That is God. That is the faith that God seeks today.
这一点点的信心。
That little faith.
让神的全能能够彰显出来。
It will manifest God's mighty power.
就好像在基督身上所运行的大能大力。
It's like the power.Who the power of Jesus Christ.
愿神怜悯我们。
May God have mercy upon us.
让我们每一个人在神面前都成为一般有意向的。
Let us all have a vision before the Lord.
就在这样一个时代里面。
In this generation.
我们要为主做见证。
Let us testify for the Lord.
让主在我们身上得荣耀。
Let God fight through us.
一起祷告。
Let's pray.